How's it going, folks? This is Nick Valente, RubyFix.com, here to discuss Season 1 of Lilyhammer. Now, Lilyhammer stars Stephen Van Zandt as Frank Tagliano, a former mob boss turned rat. And as a result, he moves to Lilyhammer, Norway, where he's under the name Giovanni Henriksen. And now he lives under his new identity. He's a Norwegian-American nightclub owner. And you could say he's a successful businessman. And there he meets a woman named Sigrid. She gets pregnant with his babies. That's right, she's pregnant with twins. And he also becomes friends with kind of a goofball character called Torgier. And he becomes his right-hand man. So along the way, Giovanni, or Johnny as he calls himself, he's a bit of a, I wouldn't say a wild man, but he's a quintessential Silvio Dante. It's basically the same character he is from The Sopranos, which makes the show click, so to speak. It makes it more fun to watch because you can relate to the character. As the series goes on, it's a net 8-episode series, which makes it better. It's simple. It's got a simple plot, simple characters, and a simple storyline. And as the shows go on, you laugh more and more. It becomes more exciting because you relate to this character. It's basically Silvio in a nutshell. And Silvio was one of the main guys in The Sopranos, one of the main characters. And what makes him so exciting is his, I would say, his mannerisms, his personality. He takes no crap from nobody. And here he is, the small town, I wouldn't say small town, but, he's a former mob boss. But, now he's basically a little fish in a big pond, so to speak, in Norway. And he becomes big out in Norway, in Lilyhammer. Now, why he chose Lilyhammer was because he was fascinated by the images of the 1994 Winter Olympics, which, that's where it took place, in Lilyhammer. But now things are sort of slow for him at first. He's trying to adjust to a new lifestyle. He does meet the girl. He meets a few friends. He starts up his nightclub, slash strip club. And he's basically, that's his version of the Bada Bing. He's the tough guy. He takes no crap from nobody. And from the get-go, he's known that, he's the boss. And everybody respects him because he's the boss. He does have that tough guy, Silvio, hey, what the fuck, sort of an attitude. And then, as things go well, of course, some things do go awry. He runs into some trouble. Some former associates from back home come to town and try to ruin his party, trying to ruin his way of life. And from then on, he does everything he can to take care of business. But other than that, the show was actually well done. It's well shot. You do see the beauty of Norway, why it's a nice town. It's a nice place to live. People are nice. People are friendly. And it's different. And for a Netflix original series, it's a fun watch. You're really going to enjoy it. If you love The Sopranos, you'll love this show. If you love Silvio Dante as a character, you're going to love it. That's basically him in a nutshell. It's got everything going for it. And I think it's a highly rated show on Netflix. It's got a ton of views. And it's a lot of fun. And enjoyable. For yourself, friends, and family. You want a good laugh? You want a good riot? Lilyhammer is the show for you. With that said, I'm Nick Valente, RubyFix.com. Until next time.